This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight Now, we bring you a discussion on India's ranking in Global Innovation Index 2024. The participants are Dr. Ranjit Mehta, economic analyst, and Gaurav Dhawanlal, anchor.
The Global Innovation Index, GII, ranks world economies according to their innovation capabilities, consisting of roughly 80 indicators grouped into innovation inputs and outputs. The GII aims to capture the multidimensional facets of innovation. In fact, we have just seen that India has risen to the 39th position in the Global Innovation Index 2024 and has climbed 42 spots in 9 years. So please join me in welcoming Dr. Ranjit Mehta, economic analyst. Our conversation today would be Global Innovation Index and India's ranking, and of course, where does the future lie? Dr. Mehta, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
This is good news. I think all the efforts of whether it's Make in India, Startup India, and all the programs that we brought in, the unicorns that we have. So this is validation, I think, international validation for our programs.
Absolutely. You're right. I mean, signaling that we had got 39th place, it is a success of our policies of Government of India that are focused on fostering an innovation-driven economy. And not only says that, but also highlights many areas of improvement as well. However, I think that it's a significant improvement in our global competitiveness and the way India is growing, the kind of research and development, and the way we have created our physical as well as our digital and social infrastructure. This is the testimony to the development effort by Government of India. I would say that it is not only development effort, but it is a sustainable development efforts that have really given 39th place to India. And it is a significant improvement if we compare to a decade ago. It also suggests that how the entrepreneurship ecosystem has been created in India by announcing the Startup India program in 2016. If you just see in 2016, we had around 400 startups. But as we speak, we are having more than 150,000 registered startups with DPIIT today, and we are having more than around 150 unicorns. That shows that these young entrepreneurs who are really doing so well, and they are creating a business of more than $1 billion in less than 1.5 years in some of the cases. And most of these unicorns have come during the COVID, when they saw that there is an opportunity in the challenges thrown by the COVID-19. I think that this only indicates the kind of ecosystem that Government of India has made in last 7-8 years. And like, we have startups in sectors like healthcare, agriculture, green energy, technology. All these, I think, indicates that we have the thriving startup ecosystem. We are the third largest startup ecosystem in the world. It signifies, again, our innovative strength that we have. And also, if you just look at the sustainable development, that means the green transition that is taking place in our economy. We have a mission to have 500 gigawatt of renewable energy by 2030. And for that, the way we are announcing, or we have already been doing such wonderful things as far as this biofuel is concerned, biogas is concerned, and all these are very, very innovative steps. And our skilled workforce, especially when we look at STEM, that is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, we have institutes like IIT and IIMs. They are the world-class institutes where we have got such good and vibrant skilled workforce. And the research and development, or the research ecosystem, has also improved. We have institutions like National Innovation Foundation and also Atal Innovation Mission. I think these things are great indicator for the country and doing great job at the grassroots level.
Absolutely, Dr. Mehta. In fact, the Prime Minister's thrust on actually saying we should not be job seekers but job creators. And creating employment has always been very, very critical to sustainable economic development. We'd like to understand from you that when we consider an organization becoming a successful startup, or when we say that this is innovation, because one of the biggest casualties of innovation is lack of sustainability. Lots of creativity, lots of young ideas, whether it's financial, whether it's incorrect judging of the market. So does there exist an ecosystem which not only helps them start up, but also helps them to sustain it? Because that is very critical in the long run.
Absolutely. There are many steps that Government of India has taken. You rightly said that even for the startups to sustain in the long run, there needs to be a great support and an ecosystem in the country. And when we have seen that so many unicorns, like more than 115 unicorns we have today, and some of the unicorns, they have become in 1.5 years or 2 years' time. So it's such a rapid growth has never been seen in the history of the country. So therefore, it indicates that we have this kind of an ecosystem. And from Government of India, there are programs like Funds of Funds for Startups, that handhold that gives capital to startups. And a Startup India seed fund scheme is also there. So there are many things which government is also doing. There is Atal Innovation Mission, which is focusing on regional startup ecosystem all over the country in remote areas. So I think all these things, even in ease of doing business, the kind of reforms that we have done, GST that has been brought out in our country, and reforms in regulation, business registrations. And today, if you want to incorporate a company in India, it will not take more than 15 working days. However, in past, it used to be more than a year or maybe 6 months, something like that. I think all these things have really, really improved. And especially if you just look at the fintech area, we have made a significant improvement. We have such big companies who have done so well in fintech area. They are globally renowned. And if you just look at knowledge and technology side, there also we have done significant progress in creating that ecosystem. Like we have ICT companies where we have public digital infrastructure that we saw during G20, how state heads, they were using the UPI. Our UPI system is now being accepted globally, in many countries rather. So it is a significant improvement, or it is a significant progress in the fintech area, and industry academia collaborations, they are improving. Programs like we have Imprint, that is impacting research, innovation and technology. They are driving the cutting edge research to address the challenges that the country is facing. I think all these things are making India innovation-driven economy, and they are helping. Just look at the agri sector. Now in agri sector, the way we are using drones, the way country is using drones, and recently we have been using drones for various things in large, for the rural population also, like smart farming techniques are being used, AI being used, and there has been innovation in supply chain management in many areas. I think all these things together, creating a holistic ecosystem for the businesses to grow, and for the young population that we have, as you rightly said, that they are not job seekers, they are becoming job creators for the nation, which is really required. Right. Today, our youngsters, they are ready to take the risk, and they know that there's an ecosystem. I think there has been a very inspiring ecosystem for the youngsters today. Many youngsters, they want to go into this startup thing. We have seen many companies, you have seen that how they have created big businesses, and they are the top names in the world. So that is the kind of system which is being created in the country, where all these young entrepreneurs, they are prospering and they are doing a lot of progress and bringing good name to the country.
All good signs and positive signs. In fact, major Indian cities such as Mumbai, Delhi, Bengaluru and Chennai have made it to the list of the world's top 100 science and technology clusters, and they are serving as prominent centers for research, innovation and technological progress. You'd earlier spoken of R&D. So just if you could see this from two angles. One is, we do have pockets of excellence. We do have these big cities and these big metros, but a lot of job seekers and a lot of creative and innovation is happening, maybe in tier 2 cities, maybe in villages, in tier 3 cities. So spread of education, higher education to smaller areas, is that also coming in a big way to support all this? And the second one is that when we look at R&D, research and development, a lot of it has government support. Is it profitable enough? Because public-private partnership is very, very critical for anything to be meaningful and really grow.
You're right. In fact, Number one, this kind of ecosystem is definitely going to tier two, tier three cities also. I'll give you an example like Atal Innovation Mission, which is an initiative aimed at promoting a culture of innovation and entrepreneurship across the country. So this particular mission creates Atal Tinkering Labs. These labs encourage students to innovate at a very, very young age. So this is not only happening in big cities like Delhi, Mumbai, Bengaluru, but also tier three, tier two cities, many state capitals, it is happening. I think secondly, the companies which have recently entered in our country, like for semiconductor or for mobile manufacturing, we have seen that in last 2-3 years, we are the second largest mobile manufacturing country in the world. We are not only manufacturing these mobiles here, but we are also exporting to many countries. So this suggests that there have been a lot of efforts from the government side. We have schemes like PLI scheme, which is production linked scheme, which has attracted a lot of global tech giants in our country. They are seeking production facility in our country. They were looking for alternative for China. So I think that India, they found is a very attractive destination. Many electronics giants, semiconductor companies, smart devices manufacturing, all these are boosting the domestic innovation capacity in our country.
Right. Do you think private money is coming in, investment is coming into R&D?
Absolutely. A lot of private money is also coming into R&D, and these companies which are setting up their factories here, they have a R&D system, and our Indian companies also now, they realize that until unless they are having good R&D center, all big companies, they are having very, very advanced R&D facilities where they are also sort of engaging with the institutions like universities, and there is a lot of exchange program which is happening. I think this all is happening, which is very, very good for the country. And these kind of things will definitely give us better opportunity for each and everyone in the country. Also, opportunity for the youngsters who are entering into the workforce every year.
Without doubt. In fact, India has also secured the fourth spot in the World Intellectual Property Organization Science and Technology Cluster Ranking in terms of logging in and applying for patents, in terms of ensuring that intellectual property is respected and, I think, subsequently sustainable, because finally you need to make money to remain in the sector. So we have really moved up in that also.
Absolutely. Intellectual property, right, it's very, very important. Earlier, what was happening, the company, they were not willing to share their technology with India because our IPR system was not all that good. But in last 7-8 years, there have been a significant improvement in this. Now companies are willing to come to India, and our overall even ecosystem has improved. Therefore, this IP is very important. If you really want to have innovation-driven economy, I think that intellectual property rights, they are very critical, very important for country who is looking to invest in India, and that part has been taken care of. I think that this is the reason that many companies, they want to share their technology with India. Now, I think that there is huge scope in drones and in our agriculture sector, because India is still agrarian economy where these technologies can be used for monitoring crops, pest control, precision spraying, fertilizers, pesticides, all these kind of things, and remote sensing technologies will really improve the crop health with the real-time data, weather patterns, soil conditions. All this will allow timely interventions and better management of our agriculture resources.
Right.
And in this direction, I think the agriculture biotechnology, it is going to play a very, very important role. And for that, I think we have created a good ecosystem, and biotechnology is also being used to enhance the nutritional value of crops.
So it's a multi-pronged effort,
absolutely.
And I think in different spheres all coming together. In fact, it's important, Dr. Mehta, also to remember that India is a
absolutely
middle-income country. And for a middle-income country to rise so successively, to give priority to innovation, and that's the reason the Prime Minister has hailed this ranking and said, yes, we've made progress. Thank you so much for joining us on the program, Dr. Ranjit Mehta. It was wonderful speaking with you.
Thank you very much indeed, Lawrence.
You were listening to a discussion on India's ranking in Global Innovation Index 2024. The participants were Dr. Ranjit Mehta, economic analyst, and Gaura Dhawanlal, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289-094-044.